lecture given by His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami, recorded on 29th December
1995
in Ahmedabad,
India.
Prahlad Maharaj is the most learned person, even though he's only 5 years old. This we can understand by the instructions of his, which are recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The instructions of Prahlad Maharaj succinctly describe the whole cosmic situation. Who is God? What is our relationship with Him? How we are deluded in misunderstanding our relationship with Him, because of that illusion, how we misunderstand our relationship with every living being, with the whole cosmos, and how to get free from this delusion by again worshipping the Supreme Lord. Very valuable instructions. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is known as the most learned person. Hiranyakashipu, his father, was also learned. He was also a Vedic scholar. He was also born of a great Brahmin mission. So he also knew the Vedas superficially, because the real goal of the Vedas he did not know, which Prahlad Maharaj told him. That he knew this right that they do Vishnu. So, Prahlad Maharaj told his father that people who do not know that the element of goal of life is Vishnu, that their real interest in life is Vishnu, they simply hover on the external material platform. Hiranyakashipu is a good example. He doesn't know what is my real self-interest. For the sake of his own self-interest, he underwent severe austerities to try to conquer the universe, and eventually he did conquer the universe. But still he doesn't have it. And still, he was in the wrong concept of life. He believed that he would be. Therefore, even though he had so many benedictions, that he won't die in the land or the sky, either by an animal, or a human, a demigod, neither in day or night, not in any 12 months of the year, not inside, not outside, still, he was afraid. I am in the art of the nation to step, he shall have the feet to the power of the one, this is good example of how, one who has vipurita buddhi, one who has opposite intelligence. Real intelligence means to understand I am a servant of God. And opposite intelligence is to try to forget God, imitate God, consider oneself as God. Hiranyakashipu is a prime example. He has, from his own limited viewpoint, because he has considered that he has practically reached the position of God. Because he has controlled, superficially controlled the whole universe. Everyone is afraid of him. Of course, what he was not considering is that there are millions and billions of universes, and he was only superficially controlling one of them for a short period of time. But he thought he was just like anyone thinks that someone who's controlling, I am controlling. Hare Krishna. Very soon you have the feeling I am controlling, you have the feeling I am God. Even among the gods, they don't ask the aste bhaja. Aste aste. Those have the feeling that they are controlled, just like the dogs. You see, even among the dogs, they are barking. And who can bark the loudest when the others become afraid? And he's thinking, I am God. You are all the others who run away with their tails down. And he will run away with his tail up. Sure. I'm the best barker, best dog barking champion. So like this, you see, people think they are controlled. And the only best you do, he was thinking, he had more reason to do. But still, in comparison with these attributes, he is insignificant. Ecco, io voglio solo attento, la DC, la mia città, la mia strada, e la mia città, di pacify the relatives by speaking daily knowledge. I'm clear everything is temporary. Body has to die. So we have daily knowledge. But the conclusion of daily knowledge, we did not know. Therefore, we are not actually a soul. We are actually a soul as the last hour at 5 years old. Of course, the body is 5 years old, but the knowledge is as deep, even deeper than many great sages of Rishi. That is stated, no empty man seeing your heart. Even great demigods, they are bewildered about Krishna. The Lord Maharaj is not bewildered. At the age of 5, he is given such knowledge. So this kind of knowledge we need to do. We are over in the purport, begins the purport by discussing what is actual knowledge. This is a very relevant discussion in the modern age, in India especially. Because in India, people are very much concerned about knowledge. Sometimes it's called a school, Vidya Mandir. Mandir means a place of worship. But they call a school Vidya Mandir, knowledge temple. Because they think that to get some knowledge, that is as good as worship. And what is that knowledge? How to become an engineer, or a veterinary surgeon, or a pharmacist. This is actually not knowledge. Real knowledge means to understand, personally we should know, who am I? We can go to any big Nobel Prize winner, ask him, who are you? You cannot answer properly. You say, my name is George Law, Nobel Prize winner, Nobel Prize student, PhD, travel partner, travel issues. So I said, give the Nobel Prize to the assets. Recently in Hyderabad, I was just in Hyderabad a few days ago, one PhD, no, not the Nobel Prize from France was invited to give a lecture because of the Raji Memorial Foundation in memory of Raji Gandhi, who, God bless his soul, he was not a big fool. They had every year one big lecture, but a big fool, he talks all nonsense. So this Nobel Prize winner came to talk complete nonsense. How the subject was, how light arises from matter. This was the subject. And his reasoning was that just like if you get a few molecules of dihydrogen oxide, just a few, very few, so their state is neither solid nor liquid like nor gaseous. When more molecules come together, then according to the temperature and pressure, it can be said that this is ice, water, or steam. But if there are just a few molecules, then it has no particular state. Is that right? Right. So, his theory is that if you put more matter together, then more complexity arises. Therefore, we can understand that when matter comes together, then consciousness arises. What a stupid argument. If that's the case, then the mountain should be the most intelligent being, because there's more matter. Or the elephant is a very big being, he should be more intelligent. What a ridiculous argument. Anyway. Wonderful lecture. But no one thought to ask the question that Prabhupada many times he quoted his disciples through the Ramadan. Now, what is Sri Ramadan Maharaj? He attended a lecture in the university in California, and the professor was speaking the same nonsense, how life arises from matter. So Sri Ramadan asked him at the end of the lecture, well, if I give you chemicals, can you produce the matter? And his answer, that I cannot say. God had so many times used to quote this. Simply talking, but nothing practical. Therefore, this is not science. This is ignorance. They're talking about, if you say that life arises from matter and you're a scientist, then you kindly produce one grain of it. At least one grain of it. Please do it. Show it if you can do it. And they will say, in the future. And they will say, in the future I will grow some rings and fly in the sky. This is science. And he only did 7.7 journey. He said, oh, but you can't say that because you're not a scientist. I can talk about this because I'm a scientist. That life will arise from nothing. There is no evidence. Science means there should be some evidence. But the actual fact is that so many scientists for so many years are trying, they're talking, life will come from nothing. But today, they haven't even defined what life is, because you cannot define life in mechanical terms, because life is a different phenomenon from matter. That is the first thing to be understood. But because they refuse to understand it, therefore they are all Nobel Prize assets. Meaning an ass, and it's a big noise. But they have no knowledge, they're just an ass, not intelligent. They think they're intelligent, but they're not. Just like, have you heard an ass being start off with a very big noise? Have you heard? The ass, they start off very loud and they become quiet. So same thing, so many humans, they're going to the moon. They made a big noise. We're going to the moon! So, nowadays you don't know anything about the moon. They're quiet. 25 years ago, whereas it's 1969 we're supposed to go, in 1994, if it was one step for man and one small step for man and one great step for mankind, then why didn't they have big celebration? They should have made a live trip to the moon to celebrate. They should have made a big celebration. TV, stamps, conferences, many astronauts, decorate them, have speeches, to silence. Nothing. Why? Now they're quiet. And you'll see, now we're going to Mars. Just give us a few more $1 billion. And we'll go to Mars and bring you some dust. Very nice. $5 billion. One plate of dust. And surprisingly, it looks just like the dust in the Arizona desert. Very surprising. $5 million to make a movie in the Arizona desert, going to the moon. This is cheating. So much cheating in the name of science. Actually, there's so much interest now in things which they're trying to keep quiet. Just like this. UFO, unidentified flying objects. They're trying to, don't say anything. It's all imagination. But there's so much evidence of it that it became like a cult in America. So many people are interested. So, the American government thought, how to stop this? So they one department of ufology in the university in California. They thought that they'll make a scientific study and they'll prove there's nothing, there's no such thing. But what happened, there was so much interest in this, that the professors who were appointed to be there, they couldn't deny it. And so it's become bigger and bigger and bigger. And there are so many people asking, what is all this? And now all of our devotees, Sadhguru Pujar Prabhu, he's regularly on television programs, so many things. He's considered an authority, because he wrote this book, which shows the correlation between space travel described in the ancient Vedic literatures and modern UFO sightings. So, they can't, we have that saying in the Indian national motto, Satya Mula Jayate. Truth will prevail. Of course, it's got nothing to do with life in India today, where Jhoot Mula Jayate in modern India lies. That is the way of life. If anyone speaks the truth in India, someone wrote me a letter recently from Delhi saying, I just got a job and I want to be good and honest and anyone is scolding me, what should I do? I went back and said, if you want to be good and honest, come and join our movement. Otherwise, in modern life, if you are good and honest, where is the scope for any progress? Same thing here, if you're engaged in sales, any kind of business, or anything that has to do with government, there must be all kinds of cheating. So, that is a Vedic saying. We don't deny it. Just that the atmosphere in modern India is opposite. So, So something that is reality, and that is a fact. Truly of the real, so as that said, who is that? Because one president of America said that you can fool all the people some of the time, and you can fool all the people some of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. Which one is that? Lincoln?
Yeah.
Roosevelt. He said that he has exposed himself along with the public. Just see, he's a wise man, but he himself was exposed to making big lies. At that time, he was shocked. Oh, the American president lied to the public. Nowadays, they'd be shocked if he was caught not lying. If he said something that was actually found to be true, 50% of Americans would have a heart attack on the spot. Because the American president said something which is true. In India, especially, if some politician says something, and everyone knows, no one would even consider that it has any connection with reality. It's only politicians talk, that's all. Anyway, Sakyamuni, truth of the real, that is the fact that when there's so much evidence of something to be true, then that cannot be suppressed forever. Just like here in this verse, Quran Maharaj, what is he saying? That I've heard, as a young boy, he heard in the room from his guru, Narad Muni. He heard that materialistic people are there like that, they create distinctions of enemy and friend. Now I'm actually seeing it. Sometimes we read something in Shastra, and then we actually see, oh, it's actually true. And then we read, Shahid Bara, Horse, Haram, Cross, Hogs, Camel, as it says. Prabhupada describes in the third word of this verse that the camel, their favorite food is what? Bars. They like to chew it, and the blood cuts their tongue, and they enjoy the flavor of their own blood. This is compared to materialistic householders who enjoy sex life, which is simply discharging semen, which is the transformation of their blood. So they enjoy spoiling their own blood. So you may hear about it, but you might think, well, is it, maybe it's some extinct species of camel, but you can't believe it's actually. And when you go, you'll see here in Medabat so many camels. And if they get a chance, they find a thorn tree, and maybe they'll get some in Rajasthan, Vrindavan, you'll find, especially in Rajasthan, you'll find so many of these thorn trees, because it's desert area. So there's a lot of thorns, they go in the desert. In pious trees go in the desert. So the camels, they take great pleasure. Mm. They eat like this, have you seen?
Mm.
And they're all dogs they're eating. So they may be surprised. They're eating dogs, but it's true. Similarly, you see many times the example that in our movement, Brahmacharya wants to get married. And he's thinking, it will be very nice. Then he gets married, and he finds, well, it's not very nice. And he's surprised, well, I thought it would be very nice, but actually I'm finding so many difficulties. He read it already in the books. And he said, now I found it's really true. It's really true. It's already true before you got married. It wasn't that it wasn't true. It was true, but you didn't believe it. Now you found out so many problems. Somebody was telling me that one Grihastha devotee came to him. He was great meditation, saying, what happened to me a few years ago? It's happening with Brahmacharya, no problems, no headaches. And one Brahmacharya came to me and said, Prabhu, I only want Krishna consciousness, nothing else. You know, I'm in a woman's body and I need some guidance, some protection. I see the emerging from the child. Can you help me? So, you never thought of marriage, but then you thought, well, this young lady is actually sincere. Or, then, a few years later, just like you see,
Highly learned
best teacher, just like you see, who's got more money, they send their children to best schools. Those who have less money, they send their children to the private school, not silver school. And those who have no money, they either send their kids to government school or no schools. But anyway, Eton, very famous, Eton College, the leaders and the most rich people in all over the world, they send their children to study at Eton College, to spend a lot of money, even to go and to spend so many thousands of pounds a month to get their children educated there. It's supposed to be a very good college. So Chandra Amaraka had been very highly learned, knew all the Vedas. They had knowledge, but they were bewildered and mad, despite knowledge, because they were thinking in terms of friends and enemies. Therefore, Lord quotes this verse in the Bible. Vidyadhanya sampadhe brahmanayadhani astini shuri chaiva shrabhake cha pandita samadarshana. Those who are pandas, those who are learned, they see people in all the mediums. A brahmin, a cow, a dog, a dog eater, an elephant. They see them equally. How do they see them equally? Does that mean that we should bring a dog to eat with us, sleep with us, as has become the modern fashion in India? Keep a dog in the house? Is that, or we should walk out to a tiger and embrace him? No. That means, practical measure, we have to deal with all different living beings according to their consciousness they have acquired. Of course, a first-class devotee, he deals with all living beings without any discrimination. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting as a first-class devotee when he was going through the jungle, Jai Kamala. There, he was going along the path in the jungle, chanting Hare Krishna. He didn't see on the path, the tiger was sleeping. So, walking, chanting in ecstasy, he stood on the tiger, and the tiger woke up, roaring. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sister, Halakabra Bhattacharya, he thought, now we are finished. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the tiger, he said, what are you doing sleeping? Get up, chant Hare Krishna. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's power, the tiger also chanted Hare Krishna. Some of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, Murari Chaitanya Das, he would sometimes go into the forest, and if some tiger was there, he would slap it and say, get out of my head, chant Hare Krishna. Said, so, well, anyone can do that. You can try it if you like. We love you. If you're a funny tiger, it's one of the tigers who have to be in the forest. Yeah, he would tell you to chant. Murari Chaitanya, sometimes he'd go on the walk for 3 days at a time. Murari Chaitanya Das. So it was unusual power they have. That means within the body of the tiger is a pure devotee of Krishna whose his spirit soul is covered by the ears. So those who are highly spiritually powerful, they can cut through the darkness of ignorance, directly communicating the soul that's still in the mind. Pashi Pati Jure Pashana Bidure Shat Shinjara Pashi Pati Jure. Even the animals and the birds, they will cry in ecstasy from hearing the qualities of your children. Stone their lips. So those who are very powerful, they do like it. But those who are less powerful, we are recommending, don't try for that which is not possible. Therefore, the middle class devotee, an advanced devotee who is not reached to the topmost platform, he is recommending you distinguish Vishwari, Hidatha, He, Vishu, Vanishishu, Vishatsu, Cha, Vira Maitri, Vibhuti, Cha, Vyatha, Vishisa, Vakrama. He is an advanced devotee on the middle level, not the topmost level. He is advised to see God, love Him, God's devotees, defend them. Those who are innocent, preach to them. And those who are envious, avoid them. So, who is vidvan, who is knowledgeable, he acts like this. Prahlad Maharaj, he is a topmost devotee. Dopo gli stessi scritti in grande cacciatore. In grande cacciatore ci sono successo, questi denti, perché la parola è giusta di lei, di lo stranger. Perché? Per non la fa, perché il padre fa la fama di un anno di un uomo, per non la fa la mente, per la cacciatore. Il senso di sguardo, per non immagino, di grande cacciatore. Di non ci sono spirito, di non ci sono idee, se non c'è il power, per la capacità, to conquer the universe, it is extremely proud of us. Why in the Lord of the universe? And it really great comes up. He puts him on his lap. Oh, my little boy, how nice to see you. What would you like to tell me today? But all I have said, you fool. You're puffed up fool. Leave all this. Go to the forest. Go to the garden. Chant Hare Krishna. Take shelter of Hari. Who is, in any question, who is not our enemy. He's thinking, my enemy. I am still feeling that fear that point in the field. He's still feeling fear. Even though he is master of the universe, he has so many benedictions, it still means feeling fear. Still he's afraid. That means as long as one is not Krishna conscious, he must be afraid. Even if he has all the benedictions to rule over the universe, not to die in heaven, still he will be afraid. Because time, Lord Krishna in the form of time destroys everyone. Even if we have traditions, not to be killed by so many different means. So, Balaam Maharaj is the ideal example of what he is actually learning. What he is actually learning should know who I am, what is the purpose of life, how does it affect our human life, not simply so. Knowledge of how to juggle around the elements. Extract iron from iron ore, smelt it with carbon, make steel, build bridges. So that can also be called one kind of knowledge. It is called yantra vidya. That technical name is mechanical knowledge, engineering, that is called yantra vidya. That is basic knowledge that is entrusted to the demons, actually. In Vedic culture, that knowledge that is not taken by saying that the demons begin with Maya Dharma, they are expressing Yantra Vidya. And we see that those who live in this very technological kind of civilization, that their consciousness, because of the very nature of technology, their consciousness becomes polluted. And we see that even in India, where people are supposed to be pious, that the more they are involved in technology, the more their consciousness is degrading. Even now, in Gujarat and other parts of India, if you go to the villages where there is less technology, you will find that people are still very pious, and naturally they are very happy to chant Hare Krishna. And in a big city, oh, let us go to the club and drink. Let us get money by cheating and drink and have dancing girls. So they become spoiled, they become underground. Or in simple language, Buddha, Buddha. They're thinking you will get happiness by building big buildings. You know that. Big buildings are in America. America is famous for big buildings. Everyone all over the world is imitating big buildings. What is the facility of a big building? So many people jump from the top. Frustrated. Simply frustrated. No, and that of course it doesn't happen. Because the consciousness you have to take with you, that frustrated consciousness that you take with you, you can, you'll leave your body, but you'll remain as a ghost to suffer more frustration. So in this all materialistic civilization, it's all they're very proud. Progress. Balaam Maharaj is pointing out, there is no progress. Building buildings, making chemicals, they're so in India, they make big propaganda. We've opened a new chemical factory in Mangalore, it's just there. So much forest, acres and acres. Huge land they're destroying to make water viable for you, to pollute the whole atmosphere. And people, everybody, if you ask them, what do you think? They will say, oh, it's very good. Why very good? All the village people will come, get jobs, get money, drink and go to prostitutes. And how is it very good? The atmosphere will be, the physical atmosphere will be polluted. People's consciousness will be polluted. So what is the thing? People are already living. They children closer, and I encourage the child Hare Krishna. If they get more money, what will make it better? And don't you have? What is it better? Versus the money I have, they think this is better, this is progress. Versus the money I have, they are thinking. Kabitin cha, nabitin cha, chalana vidya asura. Versus the money I have, they don't know what is to be done and what is not to be done. They are thinking what is to be done. Build buildings, build factories. Don't eat dashes. Don't believe in God. Everything which should be done, they do the opposite. And the result of asura, what is the result? Chintana parinaya. Very good. In two words, chintana parinaya, in two words, Lord Krishna describes what is the condition, the mental condition of everybody in the modern age. Chintana parinaya. They have so many psychologists, big, big books. Krishna gives one line of Bhagavad Gita. What is the condition of those who are demoniac? They are always full of anxiety. Same thing for Lord Narayana says. Sarasana Pindra. They are a sadhya. They are always full of anxiety. Because they have accepted that which is impermanent, temporary, unreal. What is that asad? They have accepted the idea that we can be happy in this material world by enjoying the material senses. So Pranav Maharaj, he is the God, he is knowledge. We should take knowledge from him and in this way affect our lives. We have a choice. India today, if there's two currents going on, one way people are becoming more pious, another way people are becoming more demonic. So you can choose. You can join Hiranyakashipu's party or you can join Pranav Maharaj's party. Hiranyakashipu's party is the go-to health party. And Pranav Maharaj's party is to go back to Godhead party. So we'll choose Pranav Maharaj's party. Mahajana Vinayaka Sabha, following the footsteps of Pranav Maharaj. Those who are foolish, ignorant, unfortunate, demoniac, they will follow the footsteps of the Hiranyakashipu. So you choose, the choice is yours. Either to be a faithful servant, disciple, of Hiranyakashipu, or his modern representatives, such as the politicians, businessmen, India today, Shodha Dorji, all these wonderful leaders of modern society who are teaching you how to go to heaven. All you can call Pralad Maharaj. Swayam Ruzanarada, Shambhu, Pralada. Was that Pralada Janara Vishnu? Kumara Kapila, Pralada Janara Vishnu? Dalila Vyasa came and these are Mahajans. Since time immemorial they have been giving the proper message. Brahma, Shiva, Narayana, and yes, Kumara, Sanat Kumara, Kapila Muni, Manu, Swami Hudamana, Prahlada, Janak Maharaj, Vishnu, Bali Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, Yamaraj. And in the modern age, we have Acharyas, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a practical message. All the Acharyas, they taught, according to the society at that time, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given a practical method for the next 10,000 years. Madhvacharya, if you go, you'll see they are trying to sell their books, Madhvacharya books. These commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. No one can understand. If you go to this Udupi, the place of the Madhvacharya, there are few people who speak Sanskrit and they're studying Madhvacharya's commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. But no one, very few, all my scholars can understand. It's so complex and technical. Therefore, they like us. They like our vision. Because they understand that the same thing Madhvacharya was teaching, his scholar is teaching. In a practical way. How to chant. Chant Hare Krishna. Worship Krishna in your home. They themselves understand. One man, he's from a Kshatriya family in Karnataka. So, there's this myth, wrong propaganda, that Kshatriya should eat meat. So he is himself thinking this is not very good. I'd like to be purified. I'd like to worship Krishna. So he came to Udupi and he asked one of the Swamis, one of the heads of the Madhva Sampradaya, but what should I do? Because I want to become a vegetarian and offer my food to Krishna and like this. They said, well, actually, we don't know, because we only deal with our own Brahmin caste followers. I think we should go to ISKCON. They will tell you what to do. They know how to deal with all different kinds of people. They themselves are one of the Yogi Swamis, I think he was Sudhir Chaitra. They all like this, Swami Vasavas. All the heads of the monastery. So they appreciate it. Usually, Pari Swami now, he told, come, put your books down outside the temple. He said that people appreciate it. All the important people in Nath Assembly appreciate it. Iskandar is there every day distributing books. We very much appreciate it. This is the practical way of the Nath Assembly, preaching the message in a way which people can take up. And no caste distinction that you'll find in Karnataka. The Brahmin has their arranged programs. They don't allow the Shudras to come. They'll have Hari Katha, but only Brahmins. So it's not very practical in the modern age. So they appreciate that there's no such distinction. Anyone can come. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is represented by Srila Prabhupada, who's given these books. See, they're distributing the books, you're seeing it. Just by reading these books, how people's lives are changing. So, at least give people the books. Then they can choose to follow Hiranyakashipu or Prahlad. Otherwise, sitting and watch TV, they have no choice. Maya is so strong. Simply, or, in America they do like this, we shall also do like this. No thinking. No brains to think. Why we should follow them? Just, oh, America's great, let us follow America. Therefore we need also the Western devotees in this country to preach, because they will see, oh, here's America. They often do America, isn't it? They automatically assume that America. Well, look, oh, I'm from England. See, he's from where? Which place? New York? No, I'm from London. Which place? Oh, Los Angeles. We must be from America. Every Western is from America. And you see, these Americans, these also chanting Hare Krishna. So we should, this is the psychology Prabhupada understood even before he entered America. He understood that the Indian people are so much anxious to follow Americans that if they see the Westerner in India speaking Bhagavad Gita, they will feel ashamed. Oh, he is doing it, and I'm not doing it. Oh, I should do this. Because actually Indian people are mostly, they, of course in India also are not only pious people, Kamsar is also born here. There's not been anyone's pious. But, mostly, pious people, they have a natural feeling for Krishna. And if they awaken that by chanting Hare Krishna, they feel very happy and satisfied. They like to do it. It's very natural for them. Just like we're seeing in the villages, the people they like when a devotee comes, they like to breathe there and feed there. We don't find that in Croatia. The people, oh, devotee of Krishna, how wonderful. You're so kind to come and bring us these books. We don't find that. See? Maybe occasionally. Actually, it happens sometimes. More and more as we're preaching, people all over the world are appreciating. But not masses of people, one or two here. But here you're saying, oh, sadhu has come. Give him something to eat. Give him a donation. Organize speech. They like it. Please stay here and have it. Teach us what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. They like it. So at least we have to give them a chance. Give them the books. Spend some time. Some of you can learn the language. It'll be very good. Then you can interact with them. Otherwise, they get some inspiration, but the actual instruction, you have to speak to them. So, at least give people a chance. Follow the law or follow the Hare Krishna. Or Hare Krishna. Any questions? Also, those Indians, actually, the whole point of this verse is that it's not India, it's not America, but we have different bodies at the present time. So those who are Indians, those who are more educated, We should also take Krishna consciousness very seriously, because when I was first in, see, he's a doctor, he's also chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, then I should also chant. And so he's also a blessing. You have come and speak. You have come to someone. Please chant Hare Krishna. Who are you? No, my name is. What is your qualification? First question. Is it good? He goes, what is your qualification? If you say, oh, MSc. Oh, alright. Then I will speak to you. So educated people in India, they also have, especially those who are educated, duty to preach. People don't take it seriously.